Hideaway 50-acre island on Loch Ree is being bought by the state to protect endangered wading birds like the curlew and the oyster catcher. Loch Ree is a designated special protection area and special area of conservation, and it was recently identified as the most important site in Ireland for wading birds. 6 of the 10 endangered wading birds in Ireland are present on this island. To tell us more, I'm joined by Owen Murphy, who's the senior project manager with the Breeding Waders Europe Partnership. Owen, good morning. Welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Tell us about Clonch Island and this population of wading birds.
Yeah, well, I mean, Clonch is a really, really special place, as are some of the other islands on Loch Ree. But over the last 13 or 14 years, the regional management, the Midlands region management of the NPWS, have ran a breeding bird conservation project on Loch Ree. And as a result, you know, Clonch has been identified as a really important site. If we look at what it's providing compared to the wider landscape, I mean, as you say, we have curlew, we have lapwing, we have redshank, oyster catcher and snipe, all breeding on this one, you know, relatively small island, and though it's 50 acres, it's significant. But these populations of the birds in the wider landscape have declined from over 80%, and in curlew's case, 97%. So they're really, really in an emergency situation in the rest of the country. And I suppose what we're facing, if something doesn't change for those birds, is there's a nice term called extirpation. It's from Latin to root out, but it means regional, local, or in this case, national extinction of these populations as breeding species in Ireland. And that would be a real shame. I mean, they're part of our natural heritage. I always think in Loch Ree's case that many of the islands on Loch Ree have had monasteries in early Christian times, and St. Kieran founded a monastery on Hare Island before going down to found Clonmacnoise. And those people in the 4th, 5th, 6th century would have listened to these birds in the landscape, and it'd be a real shame if they were to go.
It's deeply ingrained in our culture, isn't it? And we've also acquired the Black Islands some time ago, now Clonch, and this will all help. These are ground nesters though. So what does this mean for agriculture on the island?
Well, ground nesting birds in general, UCD actually very recently published a paper, and it shows that ground nesting birds were 86% more likely to suffer from population decline in a European context than, you know, species using other nesting strategies, i.e. in trees. And in the landscape in general, being nesting on the ground, I suppose, is a strategy that developed for birds to utilise wide open spaces, maybe where there weren't trees. And their strategies have coincided with the timing of traditional farming practices by and large. And as we change our land use, or the timing of our land use, or the way we use land, it can affect these birds. They just can't adapt in time. So over the last 50 years, if you think about, you know, Ireland in a whole, afforestation, you know, drainage, intensification of agriculture, etc.
Owen, this question of predators, and tell me about your secret weapon in the fight against predators. Tell me about Lurg.
Yeah, well, Lurg is a three-year-old Labrador retriever, and he's been trained over the last couple of years to identify and let us know where there's mink. So mink in a watery habitat such as Loch Ree, one of the predators that can access islands most easily is mink. And it was actually one of the reasons why a breeding bird conservation project was established. So by and large, you know, traditionally we would have trapped and removed mink from those islands, but we were put down traps and not knowing whether there was mink on the island or not. But we couldn't take the chance of assuming that there wasn't. So Lurg is trained. He will work on island and he will indicate. So he will stare at a point if he smells mink on the island. We will subsequently know to put down traps and remove the mink. And also then if he doesn't do this indication on the island, we can assume that the island is mink free, and we can put our mink trapping effort elsewhere. So it allows us to cover a greater area with the same resources.
Well, listen, long way may he sniff his way around the islands on Loch Ree. Thank you very much, Owen Murphy, Senior Project Manager on that Breeding Wader Programme.